So imagine flipping on your station and hearing nothing but static. Well, that's what it feels like when someone lands on your website or a popular page and sees an under construction sign. It's not only a bad look, it could be costing you visitors and revenue and credibility as well. So let's fix that. Dead air is something that we've gone through great lengths to avoid. It's ingrained into our personalities, the importance of not having dead air. And we even installed equipment to alert us of it if our radio stations experience dead air. So why would you let that happen online, figuratively, with your website? Your website is your digital front door to your radio station, and an under construction page might as well be a go away sign. All right. And the same applies to not only your homepage, but like your events page, your Listen Live, Contact Us page, and so on and so on and so on. First, I'll explain why under construction pages are bad, and then I'll offer some alternatives to help you out. Number one, under construction pages make your website look unfinished. First impressions are everything, right? And so if someone lands on your website and they see an under construction zone, then, or check back later message or something like that, they're probably not going to. They're going to think your station is not ready for game time. They're going to go away, and they're really not going to do that thing that you, hey, come back later and check us out, because, you know, you've probably experienced under construction pages much like I have. That when you have an under construction page, it's probably going to take weeks, months before anybody realizes that, you know, we need to put something there. And so when you go back that second time and that under construction page is still there, there's really nothing. There's a switch that switches off in your mind psychologically, and your brain tells you there's no reason to go back there. I mean, would you trust a business if you arrived at their location after hearing about how wonderful they were on the radio or on the TV ad or something like that, and the storefront says, we're not ready yet? So neither your listeners or your potential advertisers will come on board whenever they see this and then stay on board. So this isn't a good look for you, and it's all about being taken seriously, really. So, and that's what we want to instill into our listeners and our advertisers, that we are ready for game time. And an under construction page, just, it misses the bar on that. Number two, Google and other search engines hate it. And you should too. Search engines want to serve up useful content. That is their one and only job, is serving up relevant, useful content to the people who do any kind of search. And an under construction page tells search engines, well, there's nothing here to look at. And so your rankings for not only that one page, but your entire website actually go down because of it, because you're sabotaging your search engine optimization is really what you're doing. And when visitors land on this and they bounce, and we've talked about bounce rates before, how when somebody comes to your website and they immediately leave or click on a link and they were taken off site or whatever, that's called a bounce. So if visitors come to your website and bounce, it tells Google that your site isn't worth ranking at all. All right. So not only are you going to see a downtick in your search engine optimization for whatever under construction page that you have this on, it's going to be for your entire website. And I think that's where a lot of folks don't really get that search engine optimization isn't just about individual pages. It's about your entire website, all right? So, and you could have the most awesome website in the world, spending all of this time building all of this content and all of this links, and with one page, it's gone, all right? So don't give search engines a reason to ghost you. Number three, it's unprofessional. It just really is. This is something that goes back to the early 90s about how, you know, pages used to take weeks, whatever, to come online as people were building them. But that's not the case anymore. You don't have to have the fanciest site on the blog. Even if you do, if you look like you don't have your act together, an under construction page screams amateur hour. All right. So advertisers are going to question, can your station deliver results for me? And listeners will get the idea of there's really no reason to return to this website. Like I said, that little switch in their mind just kind of clicks off. And that one community leader that you've been trying to get a buy from, yeah, they clicked on your website and they saw that mess as well. And so good luck. All right. Number four, people get it. You don't have to spell it out for them. If something is missing on your website, they know that either it's coming or whatever. You really don't need to broadcast that, hey, we're working on things. All right. Websites evolve over time. Quiet updates in the background are perfectly fine. Everybody understands that. So putting up a roadblock in the form of a splash page, that just tells your audience to go somewhere else. And they will, and they'll stay over there. All right. Studies have shown it. Number five, you're handing the win to your competition. Every minute your website is offline or a page is under construction, it's an open invitation for your competitors to scoop up that audience. They're not going to take a break on it. All right. They're publishing events, they're uploading news, they're showcasing advertisers, and they are ranking on Google because they don't have the under construction page that you might have. Your site is telling visitors, check back later. And like I said before, they probably won't. All right. So what can you do instead of an under construction page? And if there's any under construction page on your website, follow one of these steps as soon as you possibly can. All right. Number one, just launch it whenever you're ready. Don't flip the switch on this major change or this page or something like that until you have something that you would be proud to show your biggest advertiser. Test it out behind the scenes, polish it up, then go live whenever it's fully ready to go. Number two is use a placeholder with purpose. If you absolutely must put something up while you work on it, don't slap a coming soon on the screen. Offer a clear message, maybe a countdown clock or something like that to launch, your contact information, include links to social, embed your stream and your podcast, offer a newsletter sign up. All of this will give some sort of a function to the under construction page, and it's just not sending them away with a bad taste in their mouth. And then number three, keep visitors moving. Got other pages that still work? Great. Link to them from this under construction page, like your event calendar or community news page. If those are still active, push people there instead. You may want to have, instead of this under construction, just have big links to all these other different things on your website that people could go to. Don't let a temporary hiccup derail someone's visit to your online front door. And then number four, use a notification bar. Sometimes a discrete notification bar at the top of your site does the job without trashing your design or SEO. If you have a lot of things going on in the background, maybe there's a possibility that some things may not work or something like that. You can keep this short and sweet and helpful without totally wrecking any page on your website. So the final word is your website should always be on air with no dead air. That's right. We've always said treat your website just like another radio station in your group. It should be live, local, and always on to generate return visits and revenue. And if you're making upgrades behind the scenes, that's perfectly fine. The public-facing site should never go completely dark or have empty spaces, what we like to call dead air. All right. So let's keep your station looking its best and performing even better. If your website is currently throwing up one of those dreaded under-construction pages, please take one of these steps to remove it right away. And if you're in a situation to where your whole site is under construction because maybe you don't have a great website partner to lean on, well, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. We love to help radio stations move forward with their websites and make more money, make more revenue, make more connections with their audience. And we'd love to help you do that and avoid those under construction zones. All right. Just reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Hopefully this information helps you. If it has, leave a like, subscribe, and leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.